Folks, if you love Mega like we think you do, do us a small favor. Join the Patreon. It's the number one way to support a small podcast like ours. The year we had was, well, I wouldn't say we didn't get our asses kicked with strikes and podcasting budgets getting slashed. So why not just head over and give it a try? You can do a free trial on Patreon. If that's not in your plan, at the very least, share your favorite episode of Mega with a friend and leave us a review and a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. We'd love to keep going, and we can't do it without you. Thanks. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Well, just like Jesus is the star of the show in the gospel, our guest today has starred in many incredible roles, and we're so happy to have her back on the program. Mandy Balmer, how you feeling today, my friend?
I'm just tickled pink to be back here with the two of you young people. What a thrill.
Mandy, it is wonderful to see you as well. And one thing that I am just so excited about is that you're alive still, because you are one of the oldest. I mean, you might be the oldest member at Twin Hills. And
yes, by 14 months.
It was a few
months.
Years since we've had you on. What is that? How old?
By 14 months. I just outlasted Estelle. She passed on March of last year.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, no, it's all. We weren't terribly close. We just sat next to each other. But I'm thrilled to be back. And I, you know, I've made it this long. The past few years have been difficult. As you know, I did suffer from Appalachian dry throat, which doctors think I got from, they suspect mouse droppings on my pill dispenser.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, they said I was dead for 4 minutes.
Oh, no.
Which, oh, really?
Which, you know, it sounds that anytime I get something like this happen to me, I always look for the blessing. And in this case, I've had a very eventful few years since. I'm back in the movies, which has been a real pleasure. And I'm just happy to be back here because I've lived such a wild lifestyle the past few years. It's good to be back with the people I love.
Awesome.
Well, I want to get into all of that. And as Mandy said, she does run sort of a little film club down in the one of the annex rooms. But Appalachian dry throat, I've never heard of that. What are some of the symptoms of that?
Well, it's what it sounds like. It's mostly dry throat, a persistent tickle in the throat, which for younger people, it's not so much an issue. But I would say one in four people above the age of 98 do perish from it.
Oh, really? It's deadly. Wow. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I am too. It's one of those things where I always knew that my throat would be a problem for me. Because when, you know, God doesn't give with both hands. And in many ways, my voice is my instrument. And, you know, that's a big part of how I got to where I was. But also, it's a sacrifice. And I think that was a helpful thing to know.
And I think it's great that you bounce back from that, because I know the whole film club had gotten COVID like 3, 4, 5 times. And you kept kind of putting a sign on the door just saying, everybody's got COVID in here if you're coming to the film, FYI.
I mean, and this, it's what we knew going in. There's very little ventilation down there. Used to be where they stored the broken air conditioners. So, you know, that's a sacrifice we made going in. You know, everyone's able to make their own decisions. That's a wonderful thing about our faith and about our country.
And you're right that everything is a blessing in disguise if you just look at it that way. I mean, I just saw on Netflix that Shania Twain got bit by a tick and couldn't sing. I mean, it is a tragedy when somebody with a voice like that, who does country, which is Christian adjacent, mm-hmm. very wholesome. So I'm so glad to hear that you've got your voice back, because these things, these mouse droppings, tick bites, bug bites, skeeter bites. Mm-hmm. You nowadays, it can send you reeling in any kind of direction. I know somebody who got bit by a bug and spoke in a French accent the rest of their life.
That can happen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just bites too. I almost choked to death on a cocktail cornichon just a week and a half ago. And you know, these dangers are lurking everywhere. And sometimes I like to think of it as it's just God checking in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a way to feel close. It's like a friend giving you a quick phone call just to be like, I'm nearby. And that's how I feel every time I have a brush with death.
Maybe it's God just getting very anxious and excited for you to be with him soon. You know what I mean?
I know. It's like when you're about to visit somebody, but you want to call them up all the time. That's how I feel.
It's just more like giving you some fun brushes with death. And I've heard that especially in females, as we age, choking becomes a real problem. You can choke on anything. You can choke on your own saliva. You can choke on a word, and it can be deadly too.
Well, I have something called a zanker, which basically is just a fold that opens up in your throat as you get older. It mostly, as you said, impacts women. And little things get stuck in there, you know. But again, I think of it as God just gave me another pocket, you know.
Sorry, you froze.
He froze.
Can you hear us, Andrew?
That was, I truly did. It had nothing to do with my computer. I have what's called a zanker, which is basically just a fold that opens up in your throat as you get older. And I could think of that as something scary. That could be, you know, things get stuck in there and get caught in there, and I feel like I'm choking all the time. But I could also think of it as though God gave me another pocket. And when I think of it that way, it just opens up a whole other world of possibilities.
That's right. I mean, look what happened to a kangaroo when she got a pocket. It became very convenient.
That's where she keeps her babies. See?
Well, I'm getting a little, I don't really want to talk about the God pocket too much more, because I'm feeling a bit of a choke myself. But, you know, Mandy, I did want to ask about what kind of films are you up to with the film club down there right now? And also, I thought that you said they stored the air conditioners down there. Don't they still store the air conditioners down there?
Yeah, we've consolidated them.
Okay.
So they are still down there, but there's room for about 6 or 7 folding chairs. So really, we have room to stretch out.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality,
You will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You watching right now?
And how do they bring you closer to Christ?
Well, I have to say, and I've had to be careful that this isn't a pride issue, but we are showcasing films this summer that I myself am in. You know, some of them are from when I was just a background girl in pictures, and it's climaxing with my most recent film, which, funnily enough, the Lord works in mysterious ways after my first near-death experience, when the doctor said I was dead for 4 minutes, I wrote a book, self-published a book.
Oh my!
Called Heaven Exists, and I went there, and my name's Mandy, which was adapted into a film, which we shot it, kids, in 3 weeks.
Oh,
you know, because when people have faith on their side, they can get anything done. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have to sleep.
Amazing.
And the craft services are wonderful. We just could skip to the end where it would be open canisters of peanut butter and milk. And that's all we needed. And you know, I prayed because we were looking for the right actress to star in it. And believe it or not, Bonnie Hunt was unavailable. So they had me play myself.
Really?
Awesome.
Which was the deepest joy, and I'm so excited to share it with the film club, and you know anytime I can take a peek at the audience and see how my gift that God gave me reaches them, it's just the greatest treat I can imagine.
And awesome. That you are a dead ringer for Bonnie Hunt.
Thank you.
Now that I look at you, and she's probably about the same age, isn't she?
Well, she's 30 years younger than I am.
Oh,
she
really?
Was very upset.
Oh, really?
Very upset that we went out to her. But I just think the world of her. I mean, her show.
Oh,
remember her show?
I love a funny gal. I mean, they're few and far between.
I agree. And it's how it should be. Because if God wanted, God doesn't need us to make people laugh,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can make people smile by just giving them a wink.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah.
I don't need wordplay.
That's right. And I feel like you gotta leave something to the men. I mean, the male of the species has to, you know, the bird, male birds have to do a little dance to get the gal interested. And it's the same with male humans. You know, when they're very unattractive and whatnot, they have to be funny. They have to be able to use humor and comedy to draw the female in. So we don't need girls out there being funny. I mean, we gotta leave them something, right?
If Ernest Borgnine wasn't funny, what would he have? You know, and so much has been taken from men, especially lately. And I'm just happy to let them, you know, have a win.
Yeah,
you know.
And speaking of which, I feel like you could answer this, Mandy, because my kids were telling me that the leading men were not attractive by today's standards, and they were making fun of. Wait, what's the guy that Katharine Hepburn was always so in love with? No,
Spencer Tracy?
Yeah, like Spencer Tracy as a leading man. I mean, he just looks like somebody who's going to try to sell you a washer and dryer at Sears. And I mean, do you think like Borgnine and all of these, like, are they attractive?
This is the, you know, Spencer Tracy was 4'9", standing on 2 cans of baked beans. And so you just, people don't understand that attraction has nothing to do with how you feel. Mm. It's a choice that you make.
Oh.
And a cologne that you wear.
Oh.
So that's it. That's all there is to it. And I think we really have robbed men of their ability to kind of woo What happened to wooing?
And courting.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit distracted, Amandy. I just saw when you put that Werther's Original in your mouth, I saw it go down, and then now I'm seeing it just kind of the shape of it in the side of your neck. Is that the God's pocket?
Yes. So that's I like to think of it as my Werther's is just taking a rest on his trip.
Okay.
So I've got it. I've really got it down to a science where if it is a round, smooth object of food, I can keep it in there without worrying. If it's something oblong or something a little unusually shaped, like a cornichon, you know, that's where I get into trouble. But I always have, there's a brand of soft cookie I keep nearby that if something gets stuck in there, it kind of just squeegees it down. So don't you worry about me, but I appreciate it.
Okay. It's just the outline is a little bit alarming / distracting /
I can cover it up with my brooch.
Okay. That would be nice. I can still see it sort of bounce up and down when you talk.
Hoist my collar.
As long as we're having a little aside here, Mandy, I just wanted to say you look beautiful popping that red lip, but I just wanted to mention, I think you did forget one of your eyebrows. The one over your right eye is drawn on perfectly.
God bless you. You know, it's the funniest thing. When I was putting my eyebrows on today, a sparrow flew into my apartment.
Really?
And it was a disruptive thing, and so it was distracting, but also sometimes I've always thought when a bird flies into my home, whatever I'm doing, I just stop. And I think, this is a sign. And I took it as maybe today's a one eyebrow day.
Okay.
A little coquettish.
Yeah.
Well, he is the god of the sparrow, isn't he?
It's a very biblical bird.
Biblical bird. And I actually didn't notice. I just thought you were kind of giving an inquisitive look this whole time.
This was a big thing that we did in the Roaring Twenties. You know, Coco Chanel said, look at yourself in the mirror before you step outside and take one eyebrow off. And I stand by that even today.
She really had it right, didn't she?
Oh, did. Mandy.
Except for all the Nazi stuff.
Right. Well, sure. Yeah, of course.
It's the same, you know, with the GOP now today. But I wanted to also say, Mandy, last time I ran into you in the parking lot, you said you'd been contacted by a major Hollywood director who was interested in casting you. Did anything come from it? And who was it? I didn't remember.
Oh, I hope it was Jim Caviezel. He's one of the best directors out there right now, and he's making awesome movies.
Well, Jim and I are in competition in the box office, so we'll see what wins out. You know, human trafficking or a nice story about an old lady who went to heaven for 4 minutes.
Exactly. So, I can't wait to see that trafficking one, though. It looks like a real thrill.
Right, and entirely factual.
Entirely factual.
Not a single fictionalization part of it. But I appreciate you for remembering about my director run-in. Now, I didn't know he directed. I knew him from his live comedy that he does. But his name, it's Carrot Something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that just bothers me. He's doing a show in Las Vegas, and he said he had a project for me.
Ooh.
Because we had a run in at one of the conventions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, have you heard of these cons?
Uh-huh.
And I was talking about my Zanker, and he said to me, "You're a human prop bag." So we're kind of in the process of figuring out something together. Like, he works a lot with props. I've never seen his work.
Interesting.
But he is looking to get into directing and wants me to play some sort of prop bag.
So he's thinking that you could actually hide a prop in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, again, as long as it's smooth and round, like a cue ball, I could do. But anything with points, that's where we're going to have a problem.
You might have to be careful, Mandy, because if these drug mules find out about your Zack Pack, they might start using you to send you as an innocent old lady through airport security with your throat full of drugs.
Well, that's a future collaboration, perhaps, with me and Jim Caviezel.
And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content,
ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like De Labonte hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Holly. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega. Mandy Palmer was played by the delightful Andrew Farmer. Follow him at That's a Jellyfish.